when I was asked to speak some weeks ago, my mind was drawn to this resurrection story, Resurrection Sunday evening, because of the phrase, as Rebecca's pointed out, peace be with you. You see, for the last year, I've subscribed to the New York Times, and the world comes to me full bore through the New York Times news. And I value that resource. I can do searching for a lot of different things, and I find out what's happening in the world. But we need this message, at least I do today, peace be with you. But as Rebecca said, there's a second theme in the scripture, an invitation to receive the Holy Spirit. And third, as Rebecca has hinted, there's a challenge to these disciples, men and women in that upper room in Jerusalem, to go out into the world as co-laborers of the gospel. Yes, these disciples were worried about the Jewish authorities. They locked their doors. They were startled when Jesus appeared. They perceived that perhaps this was a ghost. Jesus said, "Why are you troubled, and why do doubts arise in your mind?" I watched a couple of videos to see how artists would portray this story, and Jesus appears in the room. One doesn't know whether he came through the door or just showed up. This is after the resurrection. The two stories in Luke and John don't tell us exactly how Jesus got in the room. It just says he appeared to them, and he said, "Peace be with you." And he showed them his hands and his side to convince them that it really was him. And then to show the humanness of Jesus, he says, "Do you have something to eat?" And Luke records, well, yes, they had a little piece of, and he uses the word broiled fish. Some of those details. Well, I thought about trying to get the lyrics from 1977 from a great musician by the name of Bob from Jamaica, who wrote Three Little Birds in 1977. And if you don't know this song, if you're too young for that, then you need to look it up on your music feed. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. For a while, I thought that we have to have that song this morning. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. Tune that in later and listen to that marvelous 1977. I was a freshman in college. Don't worry about a thing. But it's peace lamps that have calmed my spirit this spring. On Easter Sunday morning in April, a leader lit a peace lamp on the pulpit. Not a big deal, I guess, but I noticed. I was sitting clear in the back in the balcony with four boys running around trying to contain them. We were six states away from Zion, and the worship leader's simple act of lighting the peace lamp for peace and praying for peace in our divided world got me to thinking. Despite stark political divisions in the United States, and oh yes, I read the opinions at the New York Times, I have my favorite writers that I gravitate towards to see what people are thinking. And oh yes, there's a war in the Middle East. When I was, after my freshman year of college, four of us decided to drop out of Eastern Mennonite and travel the world. We were tired of the books. And in that era, we could go freely. And so we ended up in Egypt for a time. We ended up in Jordan, country of Jordan, and country of Israel. And while the three of us out of the four worked at a hospital in Nazareth, Israel, one of my buddies flew to Tehran to visit a friend. 1978. And I think about how different our world is today compared to when I was in school. This peace lamp that I've seen in different places has caught my attention. Two days later, back in Virginia, after Easter this past spring, I spoke to a group of 30 men for an early Tuesday morning Bible study sponsored by Virginia Mennonite Men. And there I noticed that these men came from probably 10 different congregations, and not all of them Mennonite. We gathered around for an hour of Bible study, sharing, and prayer. It was wonderful. It helps me to look for patterns of peace wherever I see these things and I notice them. And it helps me cope with larger differences in our world. Peace be among you, or in Hebrew, shalom. In early May of this spring, I visited Big Spring Mennonite Church in Luray, Page County, in order to write an article for the Pathways periodical. Short advertisement. If you have already received this, if it's in your box, or you'll get it soon, take a look at the articles on small congregations in the Virginia Mennonite Conference. I took this photo and wrote an article about Big Spring. That's why I went up there to visit. What inspired me the most at Big Spring Mennonite Church was that the worship leader lit the peace lamp, acknowledging the differences in our world, the strife and the troubles, and we lit the peace lamp, and it burned during the service. And this past Sunday, again, at the Whitestone Mennonite Church in downtown Heston, that's a joke if you know what I mean, the worship leader again lit the peace lamp. And I can't help but gather hope and draw peace in our troubled world through the words of Jesus, "Peace be with you." The second element in this story is Jesus says to the disciples, "Receive the Holy Spirit." I used to mention in my high school Bible classroom that Jesus actually breathed on them. And I learned after a while, it's probably better for me not to try to breathe on the students. But I said, Jesus breathed on them. And we don't exactly know what that means. He breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. It's not Pentecost, but they had a mini Pentecost right there. Jesus said, "You will be clothed with power from on high." Pentecost was some weeks later, but here Jesus breathed on them and offered them an invitation to receive the Holy Spirit. Menno Simons, founding pastor of the Mennonite Church, wrote this. He said, "We believe and confess the Holy Ghost to be a true or personal Holy Ghost. He guides us into all truth. He justifies us, cleanses, sanctifies, pacifies, consoles, reproves, cheers, and assures us. He testifies to our spirit that we are the children of God. This spirit all receive who believe on Christ." This past Thursday evening at the annual Virginia Mennonite Conference worship service on Thursday evening, we began our singing with the wonderful praise song, "Come, now is the time to worship." Just about everybody here knows that praise song, but it's not that old, written in 1998. Who knows the author, composer, the writer of that song? "Come, now is the time to worship." Can anybody name? Brian Dirksen. Did you ever get to know Brian, Denise?
I saw him in person, but I've not.
Brian Dirksen was a Mennonite Brethren background from Canada. Don't know quite where, but he got involved in the Vineyard music scene and was one of the founders of that amazing praise and worship scene. And he wrote a number of songs, but "Come, Now It's the Time to Worship" was one of his finest. It's in our voices together. A second one of Brian Dirksen's made it in two voices together. So we have two in voices together from composer Brian Dirksen. He passed away this past week. Only 60 of cancer. And that was big news across the world. If you were watching that. Dirksen was one of the founders of the Vineyard music scene. And on this stage, I often let come. Now's the time to worship over the last several decades. It was used in worship at Atlanta 2003. Atlanta 2003 was probably the largest of the Mennonite youth conventions. Estimates are as many as 6,000 youth attended. Dave King was one of the planners of that event for the youth from 1993 to 2005 until Dave and Deb moved to Virginia. Dave helped plan those youth conventions. Thank you very much for that amazing. 1993, Dave wasn't sure that people were going to come to Philadelphia, to the inner city, but they did. And they kept coming during the 90s. And by the early 2000s, with the integration of GC and MC, Atlanta became huge. Jimmy Carter spoke. How many of you were at Atlanta? Four or five? I was not. Joe and I stayed home to work because we sent two of our kids, our two oldest children. This congregation sent 16 youth. Amy, were you along on that trip? Yes. Sarah Bixler was our youth minister. I view those huge assemblies as Pentecost-like events for the Mennonite Church USA. Come, now's the time to worship, came back to Zion. We sang it often. It was included in that green Sing the Journey spiral songbook. And now in Voices Together, 16 youth went to Atlanta and experienced Holy Spirit renewal. I read each one's comment in our Windows into Zion. We had a periodical. And each one of those 16 gave an entry. Every one of them was different. They sang new songs, brought those back, and those youth made new friends. I decided to bring their names along this morning so you can see the influence of that event. They may not be here this morning, but that event was a part of their high school experience and has gone with them wherever they are today. Mark Brenneman, Laura Lehman, Tyler Hernley, Robin Fletcher, John Jacobs, Stephen Stauffer, Chrissy and Michael Snyder. Two of us, two couples here, had two teenagers in that group. Jesse Morris, Aaron Yitzi, Sarah Gantt, Jason Lance, Nate and Maria Yoder, Alicia Risser, and Anna Henderson. Each one of them gave a testimony. Oh, one of them said they enjoyed trying to catch the fish by hand in the pools down there in Atlanta. And there were some fun things that they wrote about. You know, on Friday, speaking of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives, Steve Pardini, many of you know who he is, the leader of our conference the last 2 years, said on Friday in the delegate session, he said it twice, he said, I have sensed the Holy Spirit working in, through, and among us. And I wrote that down. I wanted to bring that back to we as a congregation. He said, I have sensed the Holy Spirit working in, through, and among us. And that's good news. In the words of Jesus, peace be with you, but also receive the Holy Spirit. There's a third theme in this resurrection evening story. You, my disciples, Jesus said, are now co-laborers with me in the gospel. We are invited to this journey of being co-laborers in Christ. Jesus said, I am sending you into all the world. As the Father has sent me, so I am sending you, John records in his gospel. Christ invites the disciples and we today as co-laborers in the gospel. Each of us has a unique gift, or two or three, vocations and interests. Our daughter Maria brought back songs from those conventions, 03, and I think she went to 05. And that those songs became a part and parcel of who she is. And these days, she and her husband Aaron Bellings are leading singing regularly at the Whitestone Mennonite Church in Kansas. They lead a praise band once a month. And they've got their own, yes, little gospel bluegrass band going on in Heston. She learned how to sing a little bit of, with a southern twang here with the Daphne Creek Band, if some of you recall that. And she's taken that little twang out there to Kansas, and it's interesting to hear her sing at times. We are co-laborers in the gospel, and our congregation derives its purpose from Jesus. This concept, just so you know where I get it, in March of this year, Michael Danner, who's an executive with MCUSA, wrote an essay about being co-laborers in Christ. And he said, congregations don't derive their purpose from Elkhart or wherever the denominational office is. They don't derive their purpose, if you will, from an area conference headquarters. They derive their purpose from being co-laborers with Jesus Christ within a congregation. That was a great essay that Michael did. I recommend it to you. March 11 of this year. The mission of individuals within a local church like ours isn't granted by a conference or denominational body, but it flows from the call of Christ on our lives and the life of the Spirit in the local community. Area conferences like VMC exist because congregations have collective needs that they can't as easily meet on their own. Purpose flows upward. Danner wrote, from the congregation, not downward from the conference office or the national office. I tread carefully because our conference minister is sitting back here. I recommend that. It's a theological concept. The ministry, we co-laborers, we start here with our gifts, sharing together in Christ together. That flows out to an area conference that we need and out to a denomination. MCUSA is not like a trade association or a teacher's union where we join and then receive certain benefits. For some reason, I get a lot of mail from AARP these days. Some of y'all probably do as well. When you get up there in the age, you get some gray hair, you suddenly get a lot of interest from Association of AARP, what does that stand for? Retired people. In our ministries, Paul wrote, we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, we are co-workers in God's service. And he wrote in Romans 16, give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, my co-workers in the ministry of Christ Jesus. The word co-labor or co-worker is used in several English Bible translations to describe people working together in service to God. We heard from co-laborers in the gospel on Friday at our delegate session. We heard from Alfonso Alvarado, just a few miles away at Hispanic Church, part of the Northern District. We heard from Rafael and Solange Tatari, missionaries in Albania, co-partners in the gospel. And on Friday afternoon, we heard from Jeannie. Never heard her last name. She came from Harrisonburg. She said, I heard two words from the Lord. Coffee stand. And she and her husband began to run a coffee stand near Roses in Harrisonburg, near OCP. And they have a coffee stand where they serve people and they minister to the locals in their community. It's a powerful message. This past Monday morning, I sat with Menno Media's director of development at a coffee shop in downtown Heston. It's a really small place. My denominational executive friend seemed like the right person for me to spin out an idea, a vision, a hope that I have for ministry in the kingdom. And it was a wonderful place to bring together my understandings here in the conference and the name, denomination. I would say stay tuned on this one. I'm praying something can happen from that connection with Menno Media. You know, Joe and I were driving 2 hours back from Kansas this past week, Tuesday and all day Wednesday. Somewhere across Indiana, I said, Joy, write the names of 5 bands on a little slip of paper. You know, I'm driving. So she gets out a little slip of paper, starts writing. I said, these bands all have some of the most outstanding harmonies that you can imagine. In music, I don't care the genre of music. If it's great harmonies, I like the music. That's why I like our hymns here at this church. She wrote down A Girl Named Tom. Check out their latest album. It's fantastic. The first 2 songs, tremendous harmonies. Then across our music feed came Crosby, Stills, and Nash. And then Brandi Carlile and Elton John. And then came my favorite band of all time, the Eagles. And finally, Alison Krauss, Union Station. All of them with tight harmonies, working together. You wanted to listen. Didn't matter if they had instruments or not behind them. They're working together in harmony, like the great harmonies in a hymn or a secular song. We are co-laborers in Christ, making harmonies together at the invitation of Christ. I sat with several adults all day Friday, co-laborer in Christ. I represented Zion. One woman came from Newport News, another from Augusta County, another worships in Elkton, 2 of them in Harrisonburg, and one was a dean at Eastern Mennonite University. And we were co-laborers throughout the day discussing various items, and it was fun and energizing. Peace be with you, Jesus offers to us in the world today. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing is going to be all right. Receive the Holy Spirit. And you, my friends, are now co-laborers in Christ. Let me close with this prayer from Philippians. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Amen.